Testing. Hello? Hello, everyone. Everyone awake? I'm good. Cool. Are we ready for the presentations?
Yeah.
Okay. I love the excitement over there. So, before I go through, I just want to thank everyone for all your efforts in the past 24 hours. It's just amazing to see the energy. At 4:30 a.m., I was taking photos of folks who's like coding away. It was great to see. So, let me go through to the judging today, before the presentation. Okay, there's four criteria that I mentioned: the best idea for an app, the best execution, cool usage of the Facebook API, and cool usage of Windows 8 features. And let me introduce the judges. We have Bear from Facebook. James from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And myself.
Yeah.
So, and just to remind everyone what we're judging for, there will be three prizes. Third place will get $300 worth of Microsoft Store vouchers, $500 worth of Facebook ads credits, sweatshirts, pint glasses, and stickers. For second place, we have $600 worth of Microsoft Store vouchers, $1,000 worth of Facebook ads credit, sweatshirt, pint glasses, and stickers. Okay, now drum roll. So for first place, we have Surfaces up to 6 for the team. The next item we added, because I forgot to add it in the beginning, we have 40 hours of design consultation by the designers who has been consulting you all for the last 24 hours, Ratio Interactive. And $1,000 of worth of Facebook ads credit, sweatshirt, pint glasses, and stickers. So this is what all you guys are competing for. So let the presentation start. I'm going to hand this over to Colin.
Okay, so if we can have Diet Diary up to the stage, and then Two Facing, you're on deck. Again, you get 2 minutes to pitch, and you will hear a absolutely delightful siren-type noise, I'm told, as our AV guy grins in the background. Whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Here's your microphone as well.
Yeah, it's good.
Hi, everybody. The problem I was trying to solve is the dieting. The approach is not quantitative, like you can never count your calories when you are eating. So it's a qualitative one, that is, you take pictures of what you are eating, and an album will be created, and you can go back and look why you gained or why you lost. And then using that, you can adjust your diet. So this is how the app starts. Another goal is to have minimum interaction with the user. So within few touches, he gets done with his input to the system, because he has to use it for 6 or 7 times a day. So the app starts like that. And then he gets a notification as well as tile notification too, like this one. And then he needs to log into Facebook. He doesn't have to do this all the time. And then he takes his pictures. I guess it's going to be me. And then he says, okay. And then it gets posted to the Facebook timeline. And then you have the setting charms where you can set the times when you are eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So,
diet diary.
And then with the album, you can go back and do.
So two facing, and then Wampel, you're on deck.
Okay. So we're two facing. Wow, that just reset. Whoa. I think we need to run our app in development mode. Can we? Yes, from Visual Studio. Can we have our time reset? This was. Okay. Okay, so basically what we set up, we realized the Facebook API has a lot of stuff that it offers, and we were like, wow, what if we can mash this up in like a pretty different way? So what we did is we actually asked users to log in, we asked for permission to post their post a photo to an album, and we're trying to generate a photo of two of their friends, basically put together. There you go. They're just logging in as me. Yeah, you know my password. There we go. Okay, so basically what we do is, as soon as it scrolls to the side, okay, what it does is we have a list view where basically we can go through and you can choose somebody from the list, okay? You use a tickle is what they called. And then once you tickle it, we actually superimpose two pictures on top of each other. We use a face API to recognize the faces and basically change the opacity so the two of them are superimposed. We actually post that to Facebook. We've got a bunch of other things that we do too. Yes, log in with Facebook, accept, allow, okay. There we go, yeah. Okay, let's just pick a bunch of these. I don't know why they're not loading, so let's just pick them, Alex. Pick them. One, two, press mash. Press mash. Press mash, okay, and they superimpose them.
10 seconds.
Right now, okay. So what you can see is we have the faces on top of each other. We can move them around. They're usually not very good if you have people facing different directions, but this is something. I'm not sure if you saw.
Okay, Wampel and calories intake, you're on deck. Wampel, Wampel. Some impressive speed talking towards the end, really like cramming everything in.
Hey guys, I am Nick and Poken and I are Big Box Labs and we have created a game called Wampel, and the idea was to take the traditional Scrabble sort of game and add a little bit of education and other things to it. The intention for this game is to actually be in Spanish. So you can play Words with Friends, essentially, in Spanish with a lot of cooler features, a lot of kind of battle features. What we've done is we've added in a lot of the Facebook features that you'd expect from a game like this. Okay, and you see we have animations, we have added in a lot of the friend features. So you see your friends, this is all synced up with an external server that we built all this weekend. This is all JSON and Ruby on Rails APIs that are calling out, syncing up Facebook IDs of all your friends with people in our records and allowing you to play with them, against them, and however you'd like. So you see I have outstanding games that can track whose turn it is. You have the ability to go through and essentially play with real word matching for Spanish words. It's all functional at this point. We've integrated a lot of different Windows features. You see there's a toast notification up above that you have turns to play. We have all of the live tiles integrated. Can't figure out how to swipe on this thing, but we have all of our share charms, settings, sound in HTML5, flyouts. We have app bars going on. We have customized snap views. So you can actually see And educational aspect, the last words that were played, you can actually launch and it will pull up dictionary with translations so you can start to learn Spanish as you play Scrabble.
Let's hear it for Wampa. Calories intake, you're up next, and then puzzle. So calories intake and puzzle with friends. You're on deck.
How do I get the?
It's a touch screen, so you can just use it as if you're reading.
Ready? All right. Started. All right. How do I close it? Okay. So this is like there's a lot of very difficult ways of tracking your calories. I just built this thing that's super simple for you to, without typing in anything, and able to track calories through drag and drop. Today I wasn't eating too healthy, so some orange juice. And through that, you can actually see all the calculations on the left and the right. This is where you can post to Facebook and see all your other friends who are on the app as well. So you get to see how they are. How do I scroll through? So you can get to see how they're doing. And also, there is a. How do I touch the screen? Yep, you can. Well, this is a static photo because of the example that I got was a static photo. Let's see. And when you go into detail, you actually get to see how they're doing. On top of when you see how much they eat, you also see how much activities that they do through through different APIs from Facebook, such as Edmundo. What I couldn't implement was you invite them into exercise with you. There's a few more features that I built, such as using Windows Search. Where is it? So you can see all your friends at the same time, how much calories they consumed. Also, if you go back, there is a toast right here. Cool.
Thank you. Finished early. So puzzle with friends and then mirror draw, you're on deck.
Right, I better start logging into my Facebook quick.
Heckling from the crowd.
All right, so we've been doing Facebook apps, games primarily on Canvas, and this is our first tablet or anything that we did not on Canvas. Oops. Excuse me. Is it? This is working. I hope it works. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Pro tip, if you have login notifications turned on, I would turn them off before you come up to demo. Otherwise, you'll need to wait for an SMS.
All right, so one of our successful apps on Facebook in Canvas was actually jigsaw puzzles, solving jigsaw puzzles. And one of the problems that we had is providing content for our users. You have to buy art, you have to make puzzles out of it. It's a hassle. So Facebook is actually full of beautiful pictures. People are uploading pictures by millions, right? So we figured, why not actually use this art to make people play? And I just logged into my Facebook and I pulled the album from my Facebook album. You can also pull public albums which have public permissions from Facebook and provide them to users to actually solve jigsaw puzzles. So here you see the list of pictures that I pulled up, and then you click on it, and then you select the number of pieces, and it breaks. Hold on. Shuffle. This is such a terrible touchpad. And then you have all this beautiful pieces which you can arrange, you can just define border, you can preview your picture, you can pause, and so on. So basically, as soon as you're done with your game, you can come back to the list and you can share and challenge your game, challenge your friends to a round of jigsaw puzzles. And also you share all those objects with your friends on Facebook. And it's actually, I really think that it's going to be
okay, so next up is Mirror Draw, and for the love of God, can we please not use that one again?
Okay, ready? Okay, hey, this is the mirror draw. Oh, this is the screen. Yeah, that's dark, right? So it's exciting to use a multi-touch Windows device. And I'm also excited with the multi-touch interface. So we did something we wanted to do for 40 years. Like this is, you use two fingers or one finger, two finger. And then you can set the axis. You can have the distance of the two finger decided how many axes you want, and also you can rotate, and you can rotate the axis. Then you start to draw something. Oh wait, oh this is not okay again. All right, hope it works. So you can draw something, but that is symmetry. Like this is two. And we have, I hope it works, it's four, okay? Okay, 1 minute, then this is, okay? So just this. And this is just the beginning of the surface CAD, like AutoCAD, that will, it will become something maybe a few years later. Right, okay, thank you.
Again, so TIPOs, and then USA presidents are on deck.
Okay, hi, I'm Arturo, and it looks like the puzzles are popular. So what we the problem that we have is that we don't know how to do to build applications in Windows 8. So what we do is clone this popular game, Press Letter. And what we do, the idea is to replicate what Press Letter does, adding the Facebook connectivity with friends and a little chat with the other people. So what we do is the functionality of the UI. So you can actually select the words, for example. You can submit and it's already working. I implement induced intelligence play that plays as the other guy, simulating it. The idea is it through Facebook. So. That's it. That's what we do. It's just me and Jameli who helped me with the logo and some designs. And yes, we learned a lot. And thank you for from the back to group guys that helped me because I was stuck like 2 hours with some JS issues. Thank you.
So we're actually going to go to Where To now. And then Slink is on deck. So if Where To are around.
Hi, everyone. So it's almost over. It's Saturday night. Where are you going to go out to tonight? So it's a good question, right? Hello? There you go. What happened? Try it again. There you go. So this app shows you where your friends are going out to. The most popular places show up as the big one on the left. You can see their check-ins. Status updates. You can see a breakdown of the ages and gender in the place. So that's a thing on the left side. Right. It's too far over there. Keep going. Okay. So you can search for your friends using the search charm, and then you can see where they hang out. Right. Now, if you tap one of those, it will give you the details for the place. With the same breakdown. Also, if you go back to the main screen, it's a little buggy. Now, the way this works, once you sign in on the back end using Azure Mobile Services, we pull your data from Facebook. The idea is to show you your friends and then show you some generic data of how many people are in the place that are other people's friends as well. And then you can see on a map, you can see the
semantic zoom.
Right, you can see the places on the map, tap them and see them. So that's it.
You still have time? Do we want to do questions? They have 30 seconds.
So you said semantic zoom, so you have the map and another layer of data, right. Which is your semantic zoom.
So it's the same data. When you pull out, you see it on the map, you see all the locations, you see them on the map, and when you click one, it just shows up as the big one. And it, right.
Where your friends are hanging out near you, if you want to go out, right? You can choose, and you can see right. where more women are, more men are, and choose places based on that.
Okay, thank you.
So Slink up next, and then Simple Newsreader is on deck. Oh, you're coming from all directions. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're spread out. Can I start?
We'll give you a chance to...
Do it. Okay, I'm going to start talking so we get a little bit more time. Slink is social links. We're doing a scrapbook for social links. Why are we doing that? Because let's say you see a link. Like, I saw a great article about high-waisted jeans. I was in a meeting. I couldn't read it. I wasn't able to read it until, like, 5 hours later. Then I have to go back down my feed and try to find that article. And on top of it, if I want to save it so when I go shopping I remember it, I have to store it somewhere. So we try to bring that all together. So what our app does is it curates your social links that are shared by your friends on Facebook, and it also gives you a place to save them so it's all condensed together. So as you log in, it will pull what your friends share to your Facebook page, and it will populate the app so you can easily sort. You can create lists, you can create your favorites, you can organize them by topics. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about the technical aspects of it so I don't take over on the concept?
Yeah, sure. So what Maureen was saying, like, we're hoping to curate links from multiple social media platforms, so not only Facebook, but Twitter and RSS feeds as well. So basically, you get all of your links that are relevant to you, and you're able to save them to these custom lists. And, you know, Windows 8 is great for sharing as well, so we have the Windows 8 charm. You can share to other networks. And what we're really kind of building is, like, a bridge between these social media platforms.
We didn't get to build out the live tile, but it will populate with the newest news that come up. Also, the same thing with the toast. So if you're in the app and you get a new, someone shares something new to your page, you would get a little toast there. We really try to bring in the Metro design into the app to keep it consistent with Windows 8 and really...
Okay, so we have Simple Newsreader, and then Facebook for Windows 8 is on deck.
Great test.
Tell us about the concept.
Yeah, you can start talking.
All right. My name is Waleed, and I missed yesterday. I came today around 4. I wasn't planning to build an app. I just came to kind of see my friends here. And then my friend Perkin said, hey, you still have 2 hours. Why don't you do something? So I thought I'd do something, the simplest possible thing I can think of. And I thought, okay, I'll call it a simple newsreader. So this is my simple newsreader. You get a list of news sources that fetches from their RSS feed. And you look at something, you want to read it, you browse. And that is about it. So it's the simplest possible application. I never did any Windows app, like Metro app before, so in 2 hours, managed to take the existing example, modified it a little bit, managed to get something working. So impressed by how simple it was, and it's fairly functional in 2 hours. That's it, thank you. So I think, based on that, it looks like I might actually expand it to make it a serious application, so I wasn't considering that, but now I am. Yep, thank you.
Okay, so Facebook client for Windows 8, and then Vostimonial is on deck.
Yeah. Hello, hi everyone. So when I introduce my friends to Windows 8, they are always looking for a Facebook app. So that's why we are building one that's going to be touch friendly, with good for tablet, like this. So here we have the feed, and we have the photos, and we also have the events. And this is a preview of like some of the recent items that they will see, like some of the recent feed or recent events. So the people can user can go into the feed here, and then look into a different feed here. And so you see, like pretty very touch friendly interface. And then they can, of course, they can also like the feed and do the commenting, etc. So let's say we have doing this interesting feed. I'm going to like it and I'm going to comment. So yeah, I can do a comment. Sorry, I don't have time, so I just hopefully they won't get mad at me. So here there's a demo for, you can say demo, okay. Here, and then we can have we also have the photos, so we can go to the photos and do this thing, and then look at our albums, and once we click our albums, we can, it's like a touch friendly. And then we can also do a share here with the share, and then you know, the picture to share to the, oh, there's a SkyDrive, yeah, and that kind of stuff. And then 30 minutes, okay, yeah, and we are live.
So we focused on content over Chrome. We've implemented live tile sharing, Snap View, app bar as well, and Snap View, yeah.
So it's Vasimonial, and then USA President is on deck.
I just need to log into Azure environment.
So there's the...
Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you have a favorite service provider? A hairdresser, a nail technician, an auto mechanic, your favorite restaurant? All of them are the people who you said wonderful things to face to face, right? You made them feel warm and fuzzy. It was fantastic. But what did you really do? You told them a 5-star review face to face that has zero long-term commercial value. Let's fix that. With Vostimonial, we allow you to capture positive customer feedback exactly at the point of interaction as the customers are still happy with you. And all you need to do is text your customer's phone number into our system. I would like someone to please try this. Has anyone done this? Okay, great. We'll see about that in a moment. Since no one is brave enough, I'm going to go ahead and send a message to my Skype account. And it should ring right about now. What happens essentially is as the message is sent, my phone starts to ring. And whatever I say into my phone ends up on my website, on my Facebook, and anywhere else that SoundCloud supports. In particular, we have done this in the past at another event, so here we have 28 testimonials from people who came to a conference.
Seconds.
Thank you. And we also have the same list visible on your website. But this is Facebook. So we have here a list of actual recordings of actual conference attendees here today. I'll just play one for you. Oh, you do not have sound for me? I'm sorry about that. This is the environment is actually running right now on Windows Azure.
So, USA presidents. And just in case anyone's wondering, since I know a couple of people asked, USA presidents were blessed to have literally the exact same model of laptop that we were using. So if any of the rest of you had Lenovo T220s with this exact build, we would have been able to let you all use your own.
Good evening, everyone. This is Virginie, and I'm Gilles. This is an application to learn about our past and present presidents. You can use it to test your knowledge of history. I made the application before today. Today, what I did is I added a feature to brag about your use of the application. So let's start it. So it's just a regular application, and you can go back. If you right-click or if you get the taskbar, you can now brag about your usage. So before I do that, let's check my page. Sorry. Okay, I can't. Too bad. On Facebook, so that's the status right now on Facebook. Let's log in. Okay. I can do that in French too. Okay, login. I have a message that is pre-canned. However, you can change it. I would prefer people not to change it because I have an address linking to the store so that they can download the application. They just see that message on Facebook. And you can post it on the wall. And as soon as it's posted, it's available here. Let me refresh it. And here it is, with a link to the application on the store. Perfect.
15 seconds. Any questions? He has 15 seconds.
10. Can we look at the Windows 8 app?
Yes. So you can delete the message if you want. You can come back, you can redo it, and you can.
Inspire action for the final demo of the evening.
Thank you.
Just while Inspire action set up, after this final demo of the evening, the judges are going to retire for 10, 15 minutes. They're going to retire. Retire to another room. So the judges are going to take a couple of minutes to consult with each other. And then we'll come back here and we'll announce the winners and then just have some final announcements. And then we'll be good to go. You're at one.
Oh, you need this. This is yours.
Okay.
Okay, I did something really simple in the last hour here. I didn't even knew that I can do work in this environment, so I just gave it a shot. And created something simple to inspire me to take action in the morning and remind me to get moving, dance, go outside, smell the flowers, maybe stretch and do meditation. Hold on. Okay, this is really new for me, as I said. So here's something to help me to start day with the juicing instead of coffee, stretch and go for a walk or for a drive. That's it. Thank you. With the maybe hour and a half, and I wanted to do further Facebook integration and just post what it is I want to do and find people who have similar goals and maybe help each other with taking action, hold each other accountable. So, thank you.
Okay, guys, well, that finishes it up for the demos. The judges are going to take a few minutes. They're going to take the laptop with us, and they'll be back in about 5-10 minutes. So there's still beer outside, to the best of my knowledge. So feel free to help yourself, and we'll call you back in once we have a decision.
Everybody, the judges have decided, and we have some winners selected. So, Kathy.
So, for third place, you guys ready? We have Facebook for Windows 8. So, well, you want to talk about why you like it?
Oh, sure. So we thought it was a really cool reader for Facebook on Windows 8. It did a really good job of using the Windows 8 features, and it was pretty comprehensive in the different things you could see from Facebook on Windows 8. So yeah. Nicely done, guys.
Good job. So they're getting the $300 Microsoft Store vouchers, the $500 Facebook ads credit, and sweatshirt, and the pint glasses and stickers.
All right, and in second place?
So for second place, we like calorie intake.
Yay! Again, from the Facebook side, we thought you did an awesome job of bringing in a bunch of interesting information and making sure that the app was social by design. You saw what your friends were doing. It motivated you.
Yes, and awesome. On the Microsoft point of view, we love the fact that you guys do search, you guys do share, you guys have a live tile going, and then you know following some of our design guidelines, so we really like that.
Nice job. Stick around afterwards for a video. All
right, and, take care. And to give me your sweatshirt size.
Yep.
And finally, the first place winners
is Wompo.
Yeah. Where are you guys?
Come on down, guys. Well done. I think unanimous decision, really, from the judges. Really polished app. Great use of animations. It looked a bunch of fun. I can't wait to start playing it in the store. So congratulations. You get to take home one of these shiny objects each. And we've got a couple of touch covers as well for you. Do you prefer the touch cover or the type cover? Type. You can. There you go. Well done. Excellent job. And in fact, we love the Winners app so much that we're also going to give second and third place a Surface device as well. So if you'd like to come on back down. Congratulations. Great job. Great hacking.
So we also saw some really cool social apps that we thought deserved an honorable mention. So will the teams from Where To and FriendMash, FaceMash, come up? I have pint glasses and stickers for you guys because we thought you did something cool.
Great job.
Thank you.
So of course there is one final more opportunity to win something, and it is for filling out the hack survey. So if you go to the Facebook page, the Facebook event page for this hack, you'll see a link to a survey. If you fill out the survey, then next week we'll randomly select somebody who's filled out the survey and send them a $100 Microsoft Store gift card to enjoy for the holiday.
So we want to thank everyone for coming to the first Facebook and Windows 8 hack. Great job. I mean, the judges, we just loved all the apps. We went back and played with all of them, and we're just really impressed with the quality and the amount you guys got done in 24 hours. Thank you, and don't forget the survey.
Roll of music.